Nah, you know what? It's I guess it's just kind of like letting time. You know, sometimes the best thing for healing is not treatment, it's just time. And a due date was expected to come back after the bye week, where it'll give me 3 weeks out, which some of the doctors were talking about with the extent of the injury. So we're looking to, you know, take the bye week and hopefully be back Pittsburgh.
Is he getting better at all? I mean, can you feel improvement?
Oh, yeah, it is getting better, you know. Like I said, the best thing sometimes is just time. And, you know, like I said before, it was nothing with any of the surgeries. It's just, you know, just constantly going, you know, because you got off-season training and OTAs and just a little wear and tear that takes place where, you know, you got to let it rest.
Javon, there's been no talk at all about surgery, right?
No. It was nothing to do with surgery. It's just, you know, it's just football. You know, a lot of people's bodies react differently, and mine reacted with a little swelling and a little fluid on top of some of the other stuff that was in there. And you just got to give it time to let it settle down.
Javon, if there wasn't a bye next week, would the decision be different? I mean, it's kind of a 2-for-1. You take this week off, you get 2 weeks off.
I'm sure the decision would probably be different. It just so happens that it came at a time where the bye week fell perfectly. And, you know, I guess it's just being patient. It's a long season, and, you know, rather finish strong than start off hot, you know.
So did this happen on any specific player, or you said it's just been an overtime
thing? No, it's just overtime. You know, you do so much before you even get to the season, and by the time you get to the season, it seems like you play the season. So it's just time, and with time, you got to have some type of rest in between.
Javon, obviously, you know, being on the sidelines, you'd obviously rather be on the field. Is there anything you can see from the sidelines, and maybe you can tell the receivers or something with the offense?
Oh, yeah, that's most definitely every game, because when you're on the field, everything happens at such a fast pace. And, you know, it's easier on the outside looking in because you see the whole picture, and you're obviously not worrying about getting tackled or a ball coming at you, so it makes it a little bit easier. So all you do is, yeah, you say, you know, if you ever hear that same play call, you tell them what you saw, and they can make adjustments as, you know, they go out and get ready to run the next play. So, you know, we become more of like a coach than actually a player now.